The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner at your service, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, also in the studio, and of course, Craig running the studio for us. And by the way, if you have a question, perfect timing, get on that phone. All you got to do is give us a call, and we have three financial brains here and Craig sitting in the control booth here, and we are ready to take on your questions. Here's our number to do just that, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Well, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
And just reading some very interesting things on markets and why you should not be trying to time the market.
Oh, that you mean that Friday, while everything was in the tank, 400 points almost down on the Dow, that we shouldn't have been throwing in the towel?
Nope. There's lots of history behind it.
Oh. Give us one little historical tidbit just to kind of whet everybody's appetite here, because we're going to go over a lot of different things, including unfortunate problems with paying more for our health care, right, Jamie? That's coming up.
Yeah, we had promised that we touched on this last Wednesday, and we talked about the fact that there's a lot more to talk about when it comes to rate increases on health insurance and what you have to look forward to and some of the reasons behind it and some misconceptions about health insurance I want to talk about this morning.
Yeah,
also.
What we don't know can harm us,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, and there's some changes coming to the teacher's retirement system medical plan.
Ooh, okay.
If you didn't read your newsletter, you should.
Yeah, we got a little news for you then. All right, so those and much more coming right after this break. But before we get to this commercial break, Doug, give us a little tidbit of interesting information
while
here.
You get your strategies together on your investments, the three best percentage gain days for the S&P 500 in the last 66 years. The three best percentage gains in the last 66 years, that's dating back to 1950, all occurred during what month? October. So, but we don't know which 3 days, okay? And did you know it was a month? And there's more tidbits, information like that, but that's what you got to be careful of. You get your strategy down and don't watch the market.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that, too, and well, I'm sure we'll touch on this, is how misleading statistics can be.
That's right.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing here, too. You know, well, it went up this percent. No, it went over that percent. And this thing happened over here. What are the Saudis doing right now and our buddies, the Iranians, over there? What's going to happen with oil prices? We're going to see a little bit more volatility. We'll talk about that coming up as well. And, again, how do you handle and process all this information? What is it that you really need to know? Wow. What do you really need to know? We're going to talk about that when we come right back. That's a tough one.
Yeah, all of these topics that we're talking about this morning deal with you individually and how they affect you and your family.
That's right. So no need to panic when you've got the Money Makeover team right here at your service. And by the way, we're going to take that break. Roll the commercials. Craig's going to do that for us. In the meantime, if you want to ask us a question, about something that's pertinent to you in particular, you can do it in private right now while those commercials are rolling. We will only be talking one-on-one with you. So here is our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Call us right now. We'll get on the phone here with you while the commercials are playing. You can talk to the Money Makeover team. We'll be right back.
Money crying all of the time. Monday, Monday.
At Sealy Dental Center, your smile is our first priority. Whether you need a complete exam and cleaning, a full mouth restoration, or anything in between, we promise to provide you with exceptional care as we enhance the natural beauty of your smile. Patients from all across the region come to our practice for state-of-the-art dental technologies like sedation, cosmetic, preventive, and restorative care. Now you can receive the treatment you need all in the comfort of our office in Sealy. From the moment you step into our reception area to the moment you complete treatment, we'll make sure you are totally comfortable. Our experienced doctors and exceptional team work together to provide the personal care you deserve and the stunning results you've been dreaming about. Best of all, we always offer all new patients a complimentary exam and x-rays. Schedule yours today. Sealy Dental Center will give you something to smile about. 281-644-0555. That's 281-644-0555. Or visit SealyDentalCenter.com.
Offer not valid with third-party remuneration. Dr. Wesley Saboral, General Dentist. Complimentary exam and x-rays is a $195 value. Sealy Dental Care, LLC.
To celebrate fair season, Sassafras Boutique is having a boot blowout sale. All women's Liberty Black boots are marked down 40%, our biggest markdown ever. Now is the time to get the most comfortable pair of boots you'll ever own and save up to $160. We want you to be completely outfitted for the fair, so we've also knocked off 30% off all Lucky Brand and Grace jeans. Get your boots and jeans at Sassafras now during our boot blowout sale. All boots must go now at 40% off. To celebrate fair season, Sassafras Boutique is having a boot blowout sale. All women's Liberty Black boots are marked down 40%, our biggest markdown ever. Now is the time to get the most comfortable pair of boots you'll ever own and save up to $160. We want you to be completely outfitted for the fair. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for all the latest sales and the newest arrivals, and come see us in downtown Brenham across from Must Be Heaven Restaurant. We're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5:30. Good luck at the fair. And rock the sass, y'all.
Dan's Meat Market invites you to attend the Washington County Fair going on right now in Brenham. Hey, junior livestock auction buyers, Dan's Meat Market offers free hauling, custom slaughtering, processing, and double wrapping at no extra charge. Then pick up your meat when ready at Dan's Meat Market. Dan's also offers half and quarter calves processed to your specifications for your freezer. Just call Dan's Meat Market at 836-2212 or stop in at 1003 South Austin in Brenham. And good luck to all the fair participants.
With fall on the way, it's time you get that list of home repairs done. When you call Integrity Works, you're calling a company that can do it all, from winterizing to remodeling. They can build or repair your fence to keep pets in, or install double-pane, energy-efficient windows to keep the cold winter out. Is company coming for Christmas? Integrity Works can get your home spruced up in time for the holidays. Whatever the job, or even multiple projects, call Integrity Works at 979-251-7972 for a free estimate. Find out more online at integrityworks.info. Then call 979-251-7972.
The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group, where we still do the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you very much.
Standing up.
You bet. Yep. Glad to have you joining us this morning. By the way, if you want to have more information on how things work and more information about us and what we do, and check us out and then decide when you're going to come in for that free review.
And I've got some examples that's very pertinent, very fresh in my mind, that you need to develop a relationship with a financial advisor.
Yeah.
You owe your spouse that. You need to do that. I've had two funerals in the last couple of weeks, and both spouses now, we're gonna add to our widows and widower lists. Right now we handle about 49 different widows and their finances, but they were smart enough to develop a relationship with a financial advisor so that the spouse isn't just totally clueless on what to do.
Yeah, that is the worst. I mean, you're going through an emotional time when you lose your husband, and then you don't know where everything is. You don't know how it works. What should you do first? All of these different things.
Right.
It's just a mess, and it doesn't have to be.
At the donut hour yesterday, I had a husband come up. He's older than his wife, and he said, my wife wanted to know, because we have a relationship with them, do you have a list of something that we need to prepare in case something happens to him? I said, no, there isn't a list because there's so many different moving parts. I said, but she just needs to call.
Yeah.
You know, when the time comes.
Call us when the time comes. Yeah,
because we got the relationship already. But the point is, you need to develop one in advance.
Yeah.
We've had several people out here in the Brenham office that the husband and wife came in just for that reason. The spouse, usually it's the wife, doesn't know anything about the finances or what's going on. But the husband wanted to make sure that they had a relationship develop in advance. And we've been through that a couple times now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you were talking about all the different funerals you've been to, and I've had, unfortunately, reaching that age, but I've had attended lots of funerals myself, and what's interesting is, you know, you need to develop a relationship with advisor, but at the same time, what I'm seeing is there are those who like being independent, and what I'm seeing is them keeping making mistake after mistake after mistake because they're too independent and don't want to get any help.
And they think they can do it.
They think they can do it all their own.
Well, it may be that the person doing these things can do that, but they cannot count on their spouse, who's going to be left behind, being able to look at things in the same way they do, have the same understanding of things, and be able to manage those things in the same manner.
See, when that time comes, and like Jamie, you say, we're getting to that age where we seem to be going to more funerals and weddings, that we've been through that with couples and families and clients several times.
Mm-hmm.
You only do it once.
Yep.
And then your mind's not that. You're emotionally distraught at that point also. Whether you think so or not, you are. We've seen that.
Unfortunately, what I see is it's family members that are giving bad advice.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, they're trying to be helpful. And
They mean well,
and that's all very good. But at the same time, you don't know what you don't know. And so it's unfortunate to see those things happening. And I have to admit that it stresses me a little bit.
So that's why we offer that free review. Come on in, get to know us, and if you like us, you can maybe work with us, maybe not now, maybe in the future. But get that relationship started with a financial advisor that you can trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is, it does not cost anything to come in and meet with us and talk things over and see if that's something that maybe you should consider doing.
Yeah, a lot of times, like Jamie, you're talking about people that like to be independent and do it themselves. Well, come on in for a second opinion.
Sure.
Say, here's what we're doing. Does this make sense? Are we missing something?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, that's what we offer, because we're in this for the long term. We've been doing it for 3 decades.
Yeah.
Well, and in today's information age, there's so much information out there. What we're finding, and I know, Tony, you've been talking about that this morning and some of the conversations we've had about some of the things that are out there now that will allow you to be more independent. And there's good things about that, and there's bad things about that.
Well, and that's very true, and they're very sophisticated. There are some robo-programs now online and on apps and everything else. And even if you're 26 years old, as this is aimed at.
And of course, you're bulletproof.
And you're bulletproof, right. Naturally, right? And well, if you screw something up, you got another 40 or 50 years to make up for that. But, you know, there are some very sophisticated, there's something called Robinhood now. I just was reading about that. Basically, it's an app kind of program on a mobile device. And you can get on with no minimums, no, you know, $1,000 minimums and a lot of things like some of the brokerage firms require for you to go online and trade. And you can get in there and just start throwing your, you know, dollars and pennies and nickels and dimes into accounts. And if you build up to a certain level, then they start letting you buy and trade and do stuff. Well, that's just fantastic. But what do you know about what you're doing and why you're doing it? That's the thing. And that can be a double-edged sword, and they haven't seen that yet.
No, they
haven't. It's brand new. So, again, not something for all of us to do. And if you're, let me tell you, if you're within 10 years of retiring or even thinking about slowing down, or you're starting to have some health issues or whatever, you need to come in and see someone. Robo-investing is not going to be the right thing for you.
Just had a conversation with a client that we've been working with for a long time out of the Houston office. We'll talk about the Houston people. That way you don't have to worry about the Brenham people.
All right, your secret's safe.
And
okay.
She said, start getting ready because I'm going to need $7,500 a month to take care of my husband who's got Alzheimer's.
Oh,
it's been building up over the years. And she said, my CPA is going to figure out where's the best place tax-wise to take the funds from. And I'm thinking, boy, $7,500 a month.
Oh, God.
Alzheimer's average stay in a nursing home is 8 years. I don't think she's got 8 years worth of money at that level.
Well,
they're going to have to do something different.
Yeah, and I think, too, that it sounds like he's at that level where he has not a lot of things physically wrong with him. He may be, though, because of the Alzheimer's, he may be incontinent. That's what pushes those prices up. It may be $3,500 to $4,500 if it's not too bad and they're really healthy and they're just needing to be a little guidance. But you start going to $4,500 and $5,500 as soon as those people need help with eating, remembering to eat, toileting, doing those things, because when you don't remember how to do things, someone has to help you all the time.
I think that's probably where he is, because he's been having Alzheimer's for 4 or 5 years, and she's been staying at home.
So he's toward the tail end of it then.
She's been taking care of him, and the last conversation I had with her, she said, I just can't do it anymore.
Well,
I just can't.
Lifting someone, helping them. Yeah, I had an aunt who had to try and pick her husband up off the floor of the bathroom. You know, he fell trying to go to the bathroom, and
But
she was already 80 years old herself. She couldn't do it.
But this couple planned ahead.
Yeah.
When he was still cognizant, I remember conversations with him, like, well, they've been clients 10, 12 years now. But they got ready, especially when he found out that he had beginning Alzheimer's. They got everything in place. So, yes, she's going to be able to take care of him for a while, and it will be okay. We'll just see how the long term comes out. That's one thing we don't know, is how long is he going to live after this.
So, again, knowing what things are is fine. Don't just give up and think, well, we're, you know, we'll have to sell everything we have.
The government's going to take care of me.
Yeah, well, not always a good plan. There are ways to do this. You might be very surprised at those ways that you can get some help. So the thing is to come in, do that free review, let us help you. Even if you are, like I said, several years away from walking out of that job for the last time, when do you even take your Social Security? When should you? Should you take it right away? Should you wait? Can you wait? Should you wait? What are your options, and how do they play in context with each other? And the other big thing Jamie says is your health care. And let's talk about that. Well, we'll talk about TRS and those increases coming up. But let's talk about what you're seeing with people with regard to their health care, because this is vitally important to all of us. All of us.
Well, we had talked last Wednesday about the Affordable Care Act and some of the big rate increases in some of the states that are going on.
Yeah, this is Obamacare.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're getting notices about sign up for it now, because this is the open enrollment period.
And the insurers, there are, with the Affordable Care Act, there are certain requirements on the health insurers for the coverage that the policies are required to take care of. And so what they found is a lot of the enrollees, the new enrollees in the Affordable Care Act, are those people who need care. Those people who are healthier simply not enrolling.
So you're getting sick people enrolling and nobody who's healthy.
Yeah, so the utilization rate for the insurance companies in some of the states is as high as 60 or 80%, which is very, very unusual and something that they can't plan for. And so there have been large, very large rate increases, and some of the insurers have pulled out of different states. The examples that I gave last Wednesday were in Oklahoma. They're looking at a 42% rate increase.
That's pretty steep.
That's pretty steep. And they're, you know, especially, you know, those people who have limited incomes, even with the federal subsidy. Number of insurers available in Oklahoma? Three.
Got three choices, huh?
Three choices. Tennessee, looking at almost a 40% rate increase. Number of insurers? Three. Minnesota, 26% rate increase. Number of insurers? Four. And it goes on and on like that. West Virginia has over a 20% rate increase. How many insurers are in West Virginia?
Probably one.
One.
Yeah.
One.
They got one choice. You take it or leave it.
I mean, if you live in West Virginia and you're required to get the health insurance.
Yeah. Now, we have several here in Texas,
We have several in Texas.
But even they are really having a hard time because of this exactly the same problem.
In this Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, if you don't have credible coverage when you file your taxes, you get to pay another tax, also known as a fine, for not having
insurance. They're already looking at hiking that.
I'm sure they will.
To force people, because it's still only, what, $600 and some that you have to pay. First, it started off with paying $25 or something.
I mean, every year that you go without the insurance, the penalty increases. But, you know.
Well, $600 is a lot cheaper than paying $600 a month for cases.
Yeah, the information that I'm getting is from an article that was written by, again, Jane O'Donnell and Tony Lees regarding this. And, you know, they talk to a lot of people who have had health problems, cancer treatment, and they're looking at these rate increases. And what I see is some misunderstanding about rate increases when it comes to this. The thing you need to know is that the rate increases are approved by the state, and they cannot give you an individual rate increase without giving the same rate increase to everybody else that has the same contract. It's not like car insurance. Mm-hmm. It's not like homeowner's insurance, where if you file a claim on your car insurance, you may get a rate increase. Mm-hmm. Health insurance, everybody pays the same premium who's in the same category, who has the same policy. And this is illustrated. This was a couple. This is a quote from the article. It says, "It's quite infuriating to read about how all the insurance companies are losing money when we rarely, if ever, have utilized our many insurance plans over the years. This particular person has chronic arthritis. Those insurance companies have made nearly 100% profit on us while we got either zero benefits or zero access to the system." Again,
doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. That 100% profit that they've been getting may have been on your premiums, but what about the 100% loss they had on the premiums of somebody else? That's the way insurance works.
Yeah, the cancer treatment person who had a $100,000 bill and only paid in $600 a month for a few years.
Yeah, and that was 1 week.
Yeah, that was 1 week.
You know, and so the thing you have to understand is on these rate increases that everybody gets them. You're not singled out to get a rate increase. Everybody who has that policy gets the same rate increase. Mm-hmm. See, for example, in Oklahoma, if you're getting a 43% rate increase, that means everybody's getting a 43% rate increase, not just you.
Yeah.
But it's easy to misunderstand that because you get that letter, you've had cancer, and you've had all these claims, and you get a rate increase. You go, they're raising my rates because I had lots of claims. No. That's not the way it works.
It's
you
not
and a whole
you
bunch
in
of
particular.
Other people.
It's not you in particular.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you have to understand that they're going to be making tweaks and adjustments to the Affordable Care Act as this goes on. The article talks about that they're looking at that. The federal subsidy, if you're below a certain income level, you get a subsidy to pay the premiums. To help you pay the premiums, but it points out the fact that that's really not a very big help. If you're at the poverty limit and you're still getting a subsidy to help you pay, you still have to be able to pay the premium. How are you going to put food on the table? I mean, this is a really big issue when it comes to health insurance. And now Doug's going to talk about, the TRS program, which is one of the biggest programs here in the state of Texas for health insurance availability to the teachers and retired teachers here in the state of Texas. And we'll look at that.
We'll elaborate that after the break coming up here.
Yeah.
there's just things that we try and inform you to do, but also how they work and why, so that you don't, you may not like it, but at least you understand it.
Right.
But some information you may like, which is, hey, are things always bad in the markets? Should you believe everything you hear and see on TV and all that stuff? We'll talk a little bit about some reality checks here on how the markets are really doing, so you can make some better decisions. By the way, you got a question or two? We're right here for you. Tony, Jamie, and Doug with the Money Makeover Show and Money Makeover Team. Give us a call right now. We'll talk to you one-on-one personally on the phone. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Forget about us. Put the blame on me if I don't see a yellow river around the old oak tree.
Chores, chores, and more chores. It seems as soon as the grass starts to grow, so does a chore list. Sioux Falls Prater wants to help you with those chores. Tending the garden, moving papers, hauling feed, all can be done with the easy-to-use 23-horsepower 1023E tractor from John Deere. With quick-attached implements, there's no wasted time. And now, for a limited time, it's more affordable than ever, starting at $99 a month. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater to try out the fit of this versatile tractor. Visit cptractor.com. Residency restrictions may apply. And with approved credit.
This year, the Rocky Creek Volunteer Fire Department is having its first annual Hotter Than Hell 5K event on Saturday, September 24th at Rocky Creek Fire Station at 9771 Long Point Road. This event includes a 5K run or walk for participants of all ages and activity levels. Visit their Facebook page for more information, updates, and a link to register online through September 11th, or register the day of the race from 7 till 8 a.m. Proceeds benefit Rocky Creek Fire Department, so come join the fun on Saturday, September 24th at Rocky Creek Fire Department in Long Point.
Naylor Wood Floors invites you to spend some fun time at the Washington County Fair going on this week at the fairgrounds in Brenham. Naylor Floors supports the youth of Washington County and hopes you will join them. They will be there as usual, enjoying the fair and bidding on the livestock at the Junior Livestock Auction. And when you need new flooring, visit Naylor Wood Floors at 708 Sealhorse Street in Brenham for the best selection and installation in the area of wood and wood-like flooring. Naylor Wood Floors, when quality counts.
Mariachi's Mexican Restaurant is your local family restaurant with a home-cooked feel. Serving delicious sizzling Mexican dishes, Mariachi's always has a huge array of classics to choose from. From their salsas to their zesty fajitas, each bite will bring out the flavors of Mexico. They strive to be a great part of the community. Stop in and grab a meal on the go, or sit down and enjoy great food with excellent service. That's Mariachi's Mexican Restaurant, 2104 South Market, next to Sutherland's. For orders to go or for catering information, call 830-90
Durham School Services, delivering students safe, on time, and ready to learn every day. Need some extra cash? Work part-time driving for Durham. Durham offers a competitive salary and professional training. Parents, you can bring your children to work with you. And it's a great opportunity to earn money and serve your community at the same time. If you're looking for a job with flexible hours and great pay, call Durham School Services at 979-277-0090 today. Stop by in person at 507 East 6th Street or visit them online at durhamschoolservices.com.
When it comes to your prescription medicines, there are two important things you want from your pharmacist. You want your prescriptions filled accurately, and you want them filled promptly. Since 1953, families in Brenham and Washington County have relied on the skill and advice of a local pharmacist at 303 North Park Street. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kenjura Pharmacy, trust has always been an important part of their business. The next time you need to fill a prescription, do what others have been doing for decades. Ask for Kenjura Pharmacy in downtown Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
That's right. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. From Neal Financial Group, I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner professional at your service, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, also Doug Neal, certified financial planner professional as well. Craig Montana running the studios. We do have an office number. If you want to call us, set up that time to come in and just talk things over. A lot of you are getting your health care choices run past you by your employers right now. What should you do? What should you take? What about life insurance possibilities, disability coverage you may have through your employer, various other things? What about your 401k or your 403b? Do you know what's working for you? What's not? How do you even go about that? All those things. What are your choices? Are you making the right choices for you? And especially those of you who are 10 years or less from retirement, you need to be coming in and seeing somebody. Our Price is Right. Free review. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Sharon and Brent sitting there right now, 979-836-2903. Give them a call, and we'll come up with a date on our calendars, and we'll get together, right? There we go. We were talking about health care and kind of went through teacher retirement is got some hikes coming in their plan as well.
Yeah, this one is kind of a
TRS.
This is the first in 12 years this is a change. So this came out in the TRS News magazine August of this year, so just last month. So you need to read that because this involves TRS care, which is for retirees. So since you're a retiree, you should be listening to us. So TRS Active Care.
If you're on teacher retirement, here's some news.
This is it. For the first time in 12 years, deductibles and the maximum out-of-pocket limits for the TRS Care standard plans will increase starting this month, September 1. So you may not see it until you go to the doctor or checkup, whatever. But your deductible and maximum out-of-pocket costs are rising. Your premium is not increasing for this plan year, but what it is, they're doing higher co-payments on the drugs and deductibles, and that also reduces some of the cost to the TRS care.
Because they're going through the same thing.
Yeah, what Jamie was talking about.
That we were talking with Jamie about, right? Yeah.
Well, and part of the deal there is the fact that the baby boomer generation is more and more getting into the retiree stage of life. And with the TRS, that's going to reflect that. And as more and more people get into the pool, claims are going to go up. What's interesting is the wording, the wording there, that your premiums are not going up, but it's going to cost you more.
Yes, because your deductibles are going up.
Your deductibles are going up and your co-pays are going up. So.
And also your higher pharmacy co-pays.
Right.
Unless... they threw in, so here's a restriction sentence. Unless you get a supply a 31 days or longer, so in other words, you get your prescription from the doctor and he gives you a 90-day supply, and then starting, that's for now, and then starting January 1st, 2017, if you're enrolled in Part A and Part B of Medicare and you want prescription drug coverage through TRS care, you have to use one of the Express Scripts Medicare Plan D plans.
Okay, so they're telling you which plan. Yeah. So basically some changes are coming. Bottom line for you guys, though, is you still have a terrific plan.
Yes, that's right.
Compared to most of the rest of the human population here.
The open market,
Yes. So do pick up that newsletter. I know you can get it online as well, I'm assuming.
Right. Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because when we do the free review or we work with clients who have TRS, you know, one of the things that you have to think about as you approach retirement is, are you going, you know, with Medicare, are you going to need a Medicare supplement or a Medigap policy?
Right.
They're the same thing. Mm-hmm. And for TRS members,
that kind of suffices for that.
The TRS plan will become your Medicare supplement or Medigap policy for you.
Yeah.
So it works pretty good. Now, for those of you TRS Active Care, just want to remind you, the premiums will not change. If you're already teaching, I mean, you're still teaching in your active care, but there will be some small increases to the maximum out-of-pocket limits.
Oh.
Small increases.
Okay.
But they're trying to do that to make sure that the plan stays viable, because you got to remember, the retirees, they're not contributing into the system anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The active workers are the ones who are contributing into the system.
Kind of like Social Security, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Again, same kind of way.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, and the same kind of thing. The baby boomers are getting in there. And
there again, we talked about it's not fair for the insurance. They need to bring in enough money to cover the costs. If they had... the costs were too much and not enough money coming in, what do they have to do? Is what they're doing.
You don't want your insurance company failing, not being able to pay claims. You want them to be able to pay claims. I think, Doug, you had a statistics about some comparisons on number of insurance companies that fail.
People always have that question when we do medical plans or life insurance. You know, what happens if that insurance company doesn't live up to what it says it's going to do? Well, for the last 5 years, last five calendar years, as of August 26th, just six life insurance companies have failed in the last 5 years, but they were taken over by the state insurance departments. What that normally does is the state insurance department then divides up the assets, whatever, to other insurance companies. They buy them out. So basically, you don't lose any contracts or benefits. It's just you got a different company owning it, kind of like your mortgage. Somebody just buys your mortgage out.
Sure.
But in the same five-year period, a total of 105 banks have failed over that same time frame and were taken over by the FDIC.
But again, if you had your insured account in there,
mm-hmm.
you didn't lose any of your money. You didn't get any extra interest, maybe.
Right. Well, you're not getting any interest now anyway.
Yeah, we aren't getting it anyway.
But your money's safe.
At least your deposit is.
As long as your deposits were under the limits, then FDIC covered it.
Yeah, so the point being, life insurance companies, there's a mechanism in place. Each state has one, that the state insurance departments, to take over if they have problems. And the medical part, that's why some of these companies are pulling out of the marketplace, because they don't have enough premiums coming in to pay for the claims going out. And so they said, well, we're just not going to do it anymore. You have to, good luck.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way that it works.
Mm-hmm. So again, knowing how things work is really critical.
Well, the other thing about that, I just want to point out another misconception is health insurance and health care are not synonymous.
No. Mm-hmm.
Just because there are only three companies in Oklahoma that do health insurance, that doesn't mean that health care isn't provided in Oklahoma.
Oh, that's right.
The same health care is provided in Oklahoma no matter how many insurers are there. And so they are not synonymous terms. Health insurance is a different thing than health care.
Just different ways to pay for the health insurance.
Health insurance
or
is one
health
of the
care.
Yeah, one of the ways that you pay for health care is with health insurance.
Yeah, see, and some of that is when I had my bicycle accident, I was looking at my emergency room bill. I ended up paying, because of my high deductible under TRS care, I ended up paying for it. And what they did, though, is, okay, I think the whole thing, the bill was like $9,100, and my share was $800, what I had to pay for the, and then the emergency room wrote off the rest.
Yeah, and that's
so basically
stunning.
I paid cash for it.
It is stunning, though, when you see what the charge is. And then you see what is allowable as a charge, which cuts that bill in half or more. And then whatever your deductible is, if you haven't met it yet, you're going to pay it. But even if you don't have that and you're just thinking, oh, man, you know, what am I going to do? You've got a much lower bill than that bill that starts off with you.
You just got to ask them, you know, if you're going to pay cash or you're going to pay for it. They give you a big discount.
Right.
Well, it's a double-edged sword, too, because on the one hand, the hospitals and physicians have contracts with the insurance companies and saying this is the maximum amount that we'll allow. And so guess what? When you get your bill, that's what you're going to get charged.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go in and you're going to pay cash, you may end up having a lower bill. But not always.
Yes, you got it.
And so it's a double-edged sword.
So you don't ask, you don't get. All right?
That's it.
You always ask.
And cash is king.
Cash really is king. That's right. Coming up, what about your cash? You got it in any of your investment choices in your 401k, your IRA, your 403b? Yeah, one of those things. What about your brokerage account? Are you thinking about Well, you know, you just saw the market go down big time on Friday, just when you thought it was safe. So let's talk about what
safe?
Kinds of...
Yes.
How do you really look at this? Yeah, how safe is safe? And what's been the history that you need to be aware of so that you can look at things in a new way, a different way, a more beneficial way for you and your investments? And by the way, if you got a question in between, call us. Here's our 800 number to do just that. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Getting ready for those employee meetings where you got to make all these decisions about your insurance and your your 401k and all that stuff. Call us. We'll answer something real quick for you. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Leave it to the folks at Downey Directories to put one of the most powerful and easy-to-use search engines in the palm of your hand. With the free Downey Directory mobile app, you can quickly find local businesses or services no matter where you are, from coast to coast. Consider it your nationwide Yellow Pages from Downey Publishing. Just open the app, choose a category, or enter the type of business you're looking for, and the results appear nearest to furthest from your current location. Available for iPhone and Android, get the Downey Directory mobile app, only from Downey Publishing.
Single setback and a handoff. We're going to hit in there, and it's going to be Michael getting
Aggie football is on KWHI. Tune in every week to hear the Fighting Aggies football games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you each week thanks to our Texas A&M sponsors, Bank of Brenham, Intech Pest Management, Tegeler Toyota, and Page Tractors. Please support our Texas A&M sponsors, and for all Aggie sports, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280, your Aggie sports station.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Whether you're mowing, loading, or baling, Workmaster Utility Tractors from New Holland are tough, simple, affordable, and versatile. Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Navasota, Bryan, and Seeley have 3 models from 53 to 70 engine horsepower. You get 8x8 shuttle transmissions, rugged cast iron axles, and excellent 3-point hitch lift capacity. That's a lot of value. Make the move to a Workmaster Utility Tractor in New Holland. See these Workmaster tractors for yourself at WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Seeley.
Washington County Tractor. People and products to you.
And to KWHI on Thursday, September 15th, starting at 2 p.m. to hear the live broadcast of the 148th Washington County Fair Junior Livestock Auction. You'll hear firsthand what all the top winners of the fair receive at the sale. This broadcast is brought to you by Washington County Farm Bureau, Modern Air Solutions, Triple S Welding, JB Waterwell Service, Round Top Farm and Ranch, Burton Shortstop, DDM Pipe and Steel, and Conjura Tile. Tune in to KWHI this Thursday starting at 2 p.m. for the Washington County Junior Livestock Sale, brought to you live only on KWHI.
Gazebo Terrace Skilled Care and Rehab invites you to see their unique healthcare facility tailored to those seeking a more home-like atmosphere. Enjoy the courtyards and spacious rooms. Rise in the morning on your terms. Breakfast made to order. Enjoy coffee on the patio. Bathe or shower when you prefer. After a workout in the therapy gym, enjoy a day filled with activities including churning butter, popcorn in a movie, dancing with Elvis, or a trip to the beauty salon. Call or stop by for a guided tour at Gazebo Terrace Skilled Nursing and Rehab, 830-7100.
Texas' most exciting carnival midway, the Heart of America Shows, welcomes everyone to the 148th Washington County Fair. Heart of America Shows presents a sneak preview night on Tuesday from 6 till 11. Admission to the fairgrounds is free on Tuesday, and you can ride all the rides you want all night long for $20. Choose from over 30 exciting, heart-throbbing, teeth-gritting rides. Come out and enjoy the new Jungle Twist and OMG rides, plus 100-foot Super Shot, Power Slide, and Giant Crocodile. Plus many favorites like the Comic-Con Kamikaze, Orbiter, Bumper Cars, Zero Gravity, Cliffhanger, and lots more. The Heart of America shows also has fun games, cotton candy, candied apples, popcorn, and drinks at their conveniently located food booths. Sneak a peek at the Heart of America Carnival at the Washington County Fair on Tuesday and ride all the rides you can from 6 till 11 p.m. for $20. There will be family fun and entertainment this Tuesday with the sneak peek at the Heart of America Carnival only at the 148th Washington County Fair at the Fairgrounds in Brenham. Admission to the Fairgrounds is free this Tuesday.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yep, Jamie just gets better and better on that tuba.
Yes.
Man. Oh.
I would appreciate it more if you would just keep saying Jamie keeps getting better and better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, all right. That's okay. We'll say that, too. And by the way, you as our listeners get better and better all the time, too, because if you're still listening, that means you're getting smarter and smarter, and that's better and better, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep. And also, take advantage of that free review. That's the two things I think I was trying to think of. What's our whole theme of this show is, one, get your strategy, your financial strategy together. And number two, develop a relationship with a financial advisor.
Well, and if nothing else, I mean, bare minimums, come in with your specific Social Security information from SSA.gov mm-hmm. or from our friends over here at the Social Security office on Bluebell Road and 290 in Brenham. Get your specific numbers, and we will put it into one of our several different types of calculation models here and come up with when you should take your Social Security, how you should take your Social Security, should you postpone it, what about your spouse's benefit, what about benefits for your kids. Whatever those questions are, we can figure out the right possibilities for you, and you'll have them all lined up in black and white. You will mm-hmm. be able to see them so that you can make a learned decision about what you should do. This is too important not to get some help.
All right. So come on in for that free review. Our office number, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. We're talking about markets and developing your financial strategy and talking about statistics. Can say anything you want them to say.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Talking about the S&P 500 in the last 25 years. 25 years is just too long to wrap your head around or mind around. But 1991... through 2015, the S&P 500 on a total return basis has gained the most during the fourth quarter, which are the months of October, November, December, than the index has gained during the other three quarters combined. So the last quarter of the year tends to be the best quarter in the 25-year history.
And that's usually right when you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm just so fed up with this, I'm so scared and everything else, because you've gone through the summer when generally things yes. are not looking so hot.
Summer doldrums.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And you're thinking, that's the last thing I want to do is stick to the plan here or put more money in mm-hmm. to my 401k or my account or whatever. And it's telling us that the last quarter of the year
tends to be better, a lot better. But now, if we can't wrap our head around 25 years, how about 5 years? So the last five calendar years, 2011 to 2015, the S&P 500 is up 80.7% total return, and the best 13 trading days during the 5 years. So 13 days out of a total of 1,258 trading days produced 55% of that gain. Thus, 1% of the trading days over the last 5 years were responsible for the gain. So does that mean you should get in and out?
Yeah, that kind of blows up market timing, doesn't
it? That sure
it?
Does.
Hey, you got to bat 1,000 for like 13 different times.
Yeah, that means if you were not invested at that time, you missed out on those gains.
That's right. So that's some statistics. And now another one here with Tony said, here's a strategy for you. We'll give you a little tidbit strategy here, but we're not recommending it. But some people, betting on last year's worst investments, an equal investment taken at the end of the trading day on December 31st, 2015. So at the end of the year, last day, you put in the same amount of money. You bought the 10 worst performing individual stocks in the S&P 500 last December. You're up 40% year to date. That's pretty good by buying the 10 worst. Now, what happens if you bought the 10 best? Same amount of money, same December 31st, 2015, best 10 individual performing stocks, you're down 2.3% so far this year. Don't be chasing. But there is a fund called, what, Dogs of the Dow?
Well, there's an investing strategy called Dogs of the Dow, where they take a look at it and they say every year you need to invest in
the
worst 10 worst performing stocks, and you know, and they track that. But that's the thing. The statistics. What's interesting is the really interesting one, I think, for me is the one where it says, was how many days in October?
Yeah, 3 days in October were the best percentage gain in 66 years.
Best percentage gains in the last 66 years occurred in October, those 3 days. Well, the thing you have
whatever those 3 days
whatever
are.
Whatever those 3 days were.
Yeah.
And if the thing you have to remember is, well, October historically has been some of the biggest down days, so to have percentage gains over a down day.
Yeah, those of you that remember a thing called Black Monday in the stock market, it dropped like 500 points.
That was what, 87?
Yeah,
1987?
It was huge. But okay, so it dropped October. 500 points, and then it goes back up 200 points. That's a good day.
A huge gain.
Yeah, if you got in at the bottom.
Right.
So, watch the statistics here.
I mean, it's interesting to take a look at them, and it's. This is a radio show, so there is some entertainment
That's
involved.
Right.
But you can't bank on statistics to lead your life.
No, that's what. Get your strategy, your financial strategy, where all the pieces are together.
Yeah, so no matter which way things are spinning here.
Yep. That's right. Whichever way you want to spin them.
Yeah. No matter which way, you have the right path that's for you individually and for your family. Yeah. That's the whole real
that's
bottom
it.
Line is your bottom line.
Because I've been to presentations where they present all those graphs for you, you know.
Oh, yeah. And,
make them say whatever they want.
That's correct.
That's right. So this is the no spin zone here. As far as financial information is concerned, we do not spin it one way or the other. We spin it so that you can spin your own best way for you to go, for you and your family. Come by for that free review. We're glad to help you with that. We'll get you on that pathway, even if it's just figuring out when you should take your Social Security or can you get a do-over. Oh, I've had that question a couple of times in the last month or two. Yeah, maybe. How do you do that? How do you make your plans go the right way for you and your family? That's it for this program. Coming back, what, Monday? Wednesday, guys.
Wednesday. Today's Monday. See you back here on Wednesday.
All right. Thanks for listening.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.